Hello, I'm Jill Marie, founder of the Serenity Vibration Healing and Enlightenment Technique, and the topic of today's broadcast is releasing blocked energy. In this broadcast, you'll receive insights and advanced clearing mechanisms that will be divinely inspired to assist you to release embedded energy formations that can block personal empowerment and impede the smooth flow of creation energy that attracts abundance. We're going to delve into genetic predispositions and current life impressions that may have inadvertently seeded the principles of greed and fear of loss into the foundations of our reality. These self-defeating principles can limit discernment and block the formation of neutral alliances that support untapped resources. This will be an especially important telecast because it will deal with limiting impressions that were imprinted throughout our life. As we observe the choices of others, we determine the validity of the rationales that supported the realities that the beings around us were creating. How we perceive the value of those choices taught us how to be. And we're going to use the themes of greed and fear of loss to search out many of these limiting seeds of the past that have the potential to block the abundant energy flow of prosperity in our life now. Before we begin, though, let us invite our most blessed Creator to join us along with all of the masters and angels of light that are assisting each of us in our soul's progression of lightness. Let us connect a thread of light to the heart of every being listening to this telecast, regardless of when they tuned in. In fact, let us create a web of love with the threads and collectively align our hearts, our soul, and our conscious awareness to the divine truth that we are one. And in that knowing, we may now shift our intention to hold the space for ourselves and for one another as we open to release blocked energy that stands in the way of our unlimited freedom to create the realm that we desire. Thank you, blessed Creator. Let's begin this clearing session with a great big sigh of relief. Because you're a great master and there's nothing that can no be released and reformatted if you choose to discover it and let it go. And we're going to use the Serenity tools to utilize many different avenues to release barriers and blocks today. Now, the reason why barriers and blocks even exist in our lives is because we're living in a dual plane of existence, and this realm supports duality. You are not alone in the forming of the realities that are in opposition to your peaceful, graceful, purposeful paths to mastery. You have thousands of ancestors and a whole lifetime of mentors and experiences that have assisted to build the foundations for blocked energy. You've been co-creating with these individuals, even if they've been dead for thousands of years. Most or all of the behaviors that are aligned with fear of loss and greed and resentment are behind us now. We're consciously choosing mastery and a mastered mind, and we'd never dream of gossiping or speaking negatively about others or any of the other components of greed and fear of loss. But what about all of the experiences that occurred before you awakened to your conscious path? From your birth, you've been soaking up the templates for how to be. Most of us were enrolled in the drama cycle at an early age by the people in our lives that were addicted to the swings of the energy that kept things interesting for them. Someone was always doing something to someone or making them do something against their will or any of these many belief systems. But of course, now we're well aware of that no one can really make anyone do anything against their will because there's always a payoff between all of the parties and always an agreement to participate, even if the agreement is based on a choice to no choose. It is a freedom indeed to step away from the victim role, and that's what we're doing. At some point, we said no. No more of these limiting imprints and mechanisms of trauma, and incidents that have the potential to create harm to my host body. I remember something else. I remember the peace and the harmonious balance of neutrality. We have remembered a time when we knew the truth of our magnificence, and though life may have shifted our perceptions of that glorious truth as we lived more and more days on this world and our mentors and peers showed us how to be, we retained the imprint of our early awareness. And we're going to use this pristine image as a guide in the upcoming clearing. And as we sweep it through the life, we'll also be searching for active and inactive seeds of dissatisfaction and bitterness that could be buried deeply in the genetics, waiting to rise up and lower our vibrational light quotient when we least expect it. All this is describing, of course. Now, reformatting debris that's buried in the past or in the deep genetics will set you free from the shackles of limitation, and they're going to elevate you to your mastery in the life you have longed to create. So first, To get started, let's look at some of the principal blocks to mastery and clarity. Now, the heaviest blocks are those that have the potential to impede our clarity, focus, and neutrality. Today, we're exploring greed and fear of loss because those two impressions of separation can block personal empowerment and impede the smooth flow of creation energy that attracts abundance, and it can limit discernment as well as the formation of neutral alliances that support untapped resources. These blocks can creep in when we're not even looking and take us down a lonely road of desperation. When one is aligned with greed and fear of loss, nearly everything is skewed for them. The principles of openness and expansiveness are difficult to portray when one withholds and fearfully expresses lack and a dread of the loss of what they possess or what they wish they had. The laws of attraction support the manifestation of that which our energy flows abundantly to. So it is prudent for one to see the truth of their ability to create all that they desire and to know that there is everything to gain if we choose to accept and allow the continuous flow of abundance to support every facet of our lives. This will allow the energy to flow in and out in a balanced manner that will continuously supply the coffers with plenty. As I mentioned, fear of loss and greed can skew one's thinking, many times distorting their perceptions. The thoughts may turn to expressions of jealousy and resentment, and even the belief that one is owed. You know, I once knew a salesman that believed that people owed him for almost everything. He relied on people to make a way for him rather than seeing the truth that he was the definer of his reality and empowered and responsible to create his own destiny. Because of his disarming nature, he attracted friendly people that would help him, and they would send him clients, and even those flows of abundance were looked upon with suspicion by him. And actually, when abundance flowed to him, he could not enjoy the pleasure of it because he feared that the referrals would stop. And of course, that's what he created. So when they did, he became angry at the benefactors and looked for compensation for his loss because, in his opinion, he was owed those things. And the gifts were taken away. He felt like they were stolen from him. You know, it's funny because this blessed man did not look upon the flows of abundance that came his way as a component of his own masterful creation, nor did he accept it gratefully for the span of time that it flowed to him and then gratefully open to additional flows from other sources that he could create when commissions from the previous sources dwindled. Instead, he saw the whole gifting process as something that was owed him, as I mentioned before, and in fact, he wanted to punish the gift givers for no longer choosing to supply him with referrals. Now, I don't want to give you the wrong impression, because lighthearted believing that others will assist to pave your way for you, to help you build your business, or light the way for you to succeed, can actually support a pretty magnificent flow of creation energy. But if the energy of a manifestation is fueled by resentments and feelings that others must comply with assisting you because they owe you service, the formation energy aligned with that conviction can actually fuel a poverty mentality that can shift constructive energy away from the desired reality of a fruitful business. It can further fuel anger, dissatisfaction, gossip, drama, greed, and, of course, fear of loss. Now, where do the foundations of this and other scenarios like it find their seeds and foundations, you might ask? Well, the answer is almost always in the genetics, but one can no overlook the current life formatting that can support behavioral patterns that can be triggered and then fuel destructive patterns of limitation also. So these limiting formations of dissatisfaction just don't appear. They're learned and they're fueled by genetic imprints that can be thousands of years old. Now these genetic imprints have to be triggered really to activate and be part of your life. Otherwise they just sit there dormant and wait. You may have lived your whole life and never had a fear of lack or greed. But the truth is that whole labyrinths of limiting formatting exist in the deep genetics, and some may not even be that deep. Our thoughts are things, and they assist to form the creation energy that is the foundation of every formation of every reality that exists in your life. If even one genetic imprint exists that has the potential to impede the smooth flow of creation energy that is supporting your divine ideal reality of an abundance of love, health, vitality, honor and relationships, and more money than you can spend in 10 lifetimes, then this is the opportunity that you've been waiting for. We are going to utilize advanced mechanisms of quantum level reprogramming to empower the creator and your God self to reformat limiting impressions and genetic imprints of greed and fear of loss and the blocked energy that is preventing you from identifying with a glorious master that is free of greed and fear of loss and is fully empowered to create and know the wonder of the truth that you are always the definer of your realm. To define one's reality from a stance of lack is to define self as lacking, which further fuels and supports the foundations of lack within every facet of one's creation formations. And we must always create with clear, positive definitions of our desired manifestation with a sense of delicious expectation. Now, I'm going to give you a couple of examples so you can envision exactly what I'm referring to when I say expecting or expectance. In the first example, I'm going to mix positives and negatives into the creation formation. In both examples, a manicurist is going to be making a choice of how to respond to her lack of business. Okay, the first example is this. I'm so broke. Feels like everyone's making money except for me. All the people used to send me clients are in practice now, and they're keeping the people all for themselves. They should give me money to make up for not sending me clients anymore. They're making all that money. They need to give me some of that money because they used to give me money. Now they got their own money and everything's coming there and I'm not getting any. If I don't start getting more clients soon, I'm going to lose my house. I only had 3 clients this week. I can't make it on that amount of money. You know, I sent out flyers on the big sale on having manicures done and they didn't even attract one single client. It's as if I'm invisible and everybody else is getting all the clients. It should be mine. Someone must be sending me bad energy to block my abundance. God, I'm begging you, you gotta fix this and get me more clients or I'm gonna quit. I'm just gonna quit. That's the first example. Now, in the second example, I'm gonna use wording that will assist to create with focused input that will drive the creation energy to fuel the manifestation of more clients in a more pristine nature. Notice that the wording will be free of recrimination, fear of loss, greed, resentment, and jealousy. Okay, here it goes. I'm choosing to enhance my flow of abundance 1,000-fold. I'm so grateful for the business that has flown to me through referrals, and I send those blessed ones my love and appreciation and well wishes for the flourishing of their new businesses. You know, now I'm going to choose to initiate even more expansive flow of new clients at this time, creating new avenues of exposure. Each new client is going to love the work I do, and they're going to tell so many of their friends about me that my schedule is always going to be filled. My flyers are going to attract a multitude of interested potential clients, and when it's in divine timing and divine alignment for them to have a manicure, they're going to join my many clients and fill my schedule. I'm going to be so busy that I'm going to add 2 or 3 more hours to each of my day. I don't know how I'm ever going to spend all that money. Can you feel the difference in the energy of the first example and the second? Now, the first example seemed to twist and writhe and carried so much emotional pain and victim wording and will most likely sponsor more hard feelings toward the manicurists that are no longer sending clients. It certainly is not a recipe for joyous flow of abundance. And in fact, if this person was in a spiritual practice, it's likely that very few clients would be attracted to their energy. But in the manicure business, what do you think this gal is attracting in her clients? Happy clients that like to tip well, or clients that match her doleful energy? I'm thinking probably the latter. But of course, this is all describing, and this is just examples so that we can get an idea of the creation energy in our words. Now, in the second example, the manicurist is claiming her realm and she's using positive energy to lay a new foundation by focusing on the new reality she's choosing rather than focusing on the current reality that she's desiring to change. This is the pattern that I'd like you to adopt in all of the areas that you would like to see shift to a higher ideal because it works, number one. And while it's fueling and supporting your divine ideal, it'll lift your spirits. And it will redirect your mind to accept and expect good things to happen in every moment. So if you have a pen handy right now, I'd like you to jot down your homework for the next 10 days. Remember when we set the intention to say not even one single word that was negative. and not leave one negative thought unchallenged, and mentally just change to positives. And we did it for 10 days. Well, we're going to do something similar today in this session. For 10 days, I want you to begin your day with a litany of positive claims. And when you awaken, stretch in bed like a child. Just stretch your arms and stretch your legs and your torso, and kind of make some fun noises too if you want. And when you're done, speak or think wonderful positive claims about the day that's about to start. Like, oh, what a glorious day. I'm going to have so much fun. I'm going to smile at everybody. Thank you, God, for this wonderful day. I love my life. I'm going to make this the best day ever. And then you get up and you pick your clothes and you say, I love my clothes. And you open up the closet and you say, oh, look at this. Oh, I have so many choices. You know, I want to wear green today. And you just grab out your clothes and you take your shower and you say, oh, I'm going to have the best hair day ever. And you get yourself ready and you go out the door. And if you work at home, then, you know, you run around the house two or three times to breathe the air, whatever it is that you like to do for the day. And you have your meditation and you say, oh, I love meditation. This is going to be so fun. And you embrace the meditation as if it's going to be the best meditation of your life. And you sit down and you feel so clear. As a matter of fact, you set the intention that your meditation is going to be so clear and serene. And then when you finish and you eat and do whatever else you do in preparation for your day, every thought is so positive and loving. Many of us go out of our homes to work or shop or do errands. So when you get into the car or into the bus or the transport or you walk to wherever it is you're going, continue thinking or speaking positive claims like, oh, how wonderful. I adore being out in the world. I'm sending love to all of the cars and the people and the birds and the trees. And, oh, look at those flowers. Oh, man, that's my favorite tree. I love that tree. Look how green everything is. Or if it's winter, oh, look how white everything is. It's beautiful. If it's brown and there's no leaves on the tree, you say, look at this. Look at this wonderful season. You know, I love all the seasons. And pretty soon there'll be spring and all the flowers are going to bloom. And I'm going to get to get up in the morning and come out and see the daffodils and all the beautiful flowers. And then it's going to be summer, and oh my goodness, it's going to be so fabulous, because all through spring I'm going to get rained on, and everything is going to get a big drink of water, and it's going to be freshening the air, and it's going to be fabulous. And all summer long, the days are going to be long and so filled with bright light and happiness and so many opportunities in the summer. And oh, the fall, I love the fall. I love the way the fall smells, and I love that crispy feeling in this fall. When you go out in the morning and it's so crisp, I want to make stew, I want to eat soups, and I want to bake bread, or find somebody who does all that stuff for me. You see, these are the kind of thoughts that you just let your mind wander with, these wonderful, wonderful, positive affirmations. It's like every word and every thought, every expression is a glorious affirmation of what you love about your life. Be surprised how incredible it is when you look at everything in your life and you say, what a beautiful world. And you're driving along and you say, look at all the traffic. What a wonderful world we live in that offers us an opportunity to ride in cars and buses. And to have the opportunity to regulate the temperature that we're in and listen to music while we drive. And all of us are choosing to follow the rules of the road, and we're all honoring each other. Thank you, God, for this wonderful gift. I'm floating to work in a happy yellow car without a concern in the world. Everything in my life is so blessed. It's so magnificent. Oh, and if you have a chance to go to the grocery store, continue your positive claims there, like, oh, thank you, God, for all those wonderful parking spots that help us to go pull in and park in such great order so we can easily get in and out. And oh my goodness, thank you for the shopping carts and all the neatly stacked cans of food and all the beautiful vegetables. And oh, thank you for the accessibility of everything, Creator. I love the world we live in. What a wonderful timeline to be living in where there's really no struggle. There's no choice within me to struggle at all. I'm choosing that everything is going to be easy and graceful and oh, thank you, God, for this wonderful, wonderful gift that makes everything so easy. I love that I can get colored Kleenex and that there's a whole roll of toilet paper if I want to buy up all of it. And what a great life we live in. I can't imagine what life was like when people had to use the toilet and there was no toilet paper. I'm sure I have a life living in those times, but I'm going to choose this one. You know, my father had this wonderful saying that was so delicious. He used to say, the good old days are now. And I'd say, what do you mean the good old days are now? And he'd say, because when I grew up, we worked all day long for a dollar a day. And Levi's were $4, and I didn't have $4. But now Levi's are $40, and I can buy 20 pair if I want. Now's the good old days. He had a great way of looking at things like that. And my mother, funny little duck, she's 92 years old and could probably take me in a fair fight. She is so happy. She makes everybody happy. And the most beautiful thing about my mom is that she never really ever said anything negative about anyone. She always said nice things about people. So I always heard her saying nice things about everyone. But I was living out there in the rest of the world, and there were people gossiping, and there were people that were saying unkind things about each other. And I learned that, and I also triggered some genetics with that. But that was an old paradigm, and that's been rescripted for me. And that's what we're going to be doing today for you, is to assist you to rescript those patterns that were laid in your childhood and throughout your life. This exercise is going to be able to assist you to release copious levels of embedded formatting from those exact imprints and templates. So to continue with your exercise and your homework, if you're headed to work, driving along, I want you to think things like, oh, I'm so excited I get to go to work. I'm so excited for my opportunity to make a difference in the lives of others and to uplift my life. I love my job. Now, anytime I like, I can change it to something else. But right now, today, I'm in love with my choice to be here and my choice to light up the people and the place. You can say, thank you for my wonderful clients, God. I'm so blessed. My schedule's always filled with divine ideal number of clients and everyone's always happy and so honoring and it's just so fun to work with them. Do you see the stage that you're setting? It's basically a stage for happiness, and it's a stage that'll make your day fly by. Now, during this next 10 days, I want you to speak and think kindly of others, only imparting uplifting conversation that inspires further confidence in you and the warm hearts of everyone you connect with. For 10 days, fuel a new world that's your divine ideal. If you're a realtor and everyone in the office sold 3 houses last week and you're attracted only bad-tempered clients, think and speak about the clients that you had as if they were the most glorious masters on this realm and overlook their bad tempers, expecting them to be inspired by you this week. Now see yourself selling 10 houses. And even if you don't sell a single house, keep thinking and saying that you will. You are fueling your today and your new tomorrow with sunshine and joy. Look to yourself because you are the one that is creating your reality. Now, for the entire 10 days of your new outlook, this session's clearing mechanism will empower the Creator and your God self to monitor your ego's program file, and reactions to your positive claims are what the Creator is going to go after. Much like sleep clearing, the Creator will rescript the limiting formatting that ego utilizes to support its claims that are in opposition to your positive claims. Can you imagine the fun you're going to have with your ego for the next 10 days? You're going to be making statements that are calibrated to fuel your ideal reality, and the ego is going to make every effort to thwart your efforts. But every time it makes a counterclaim, the creator is going to whisk away the foundations that support the ego's argument, leaving ego scrambling for new fodder to continue its argument, and the creator is going to pull the rug out from beneath that claim and anything else it can come up with. You're going to receive a 10-day comprehensive clearing. And all you need to do to support this blessing is think positive. I'll tell you what else the Creator has planned for you. We're going to instigate a comprehensive clearing using quantum level reprogramming that's going to perpetually sweep through your life looking for the seeds and the foundations of greed and fear of loss. From this day forward, layer upon layer of embedded formatting is going to be lifted by the Creator as you're ready to release it. And these seeds and levels of brokenness and templates that support dissension and dissatisfaction and gossip and the need to blame others and harbor victim mentality are going to be rescripted, restoring your power and your sovereignty and the confidence to claim your realm and see yourself as one that chooses and defines your reality. You see, everyone listening here, we're all the kings and queens of our realm. We get to pick our life. And if it takes 2 minutes, 2 hours, 2 days, 2 years, or 2 decades to transform every facet of our existence into the realm that is our destiny, then so be it. We deserve to live in splendor, to have all of the money that it takes to live our dreams. Money is a form of exchange we use on this planet. That's all. That's all it is. It's energy. It's what we make of it. If money's been hard to come by, think of that reality as an old paradigm. So what if yesterday was a tough day? Today is going to be glorious. Let go of the old paradigms. Hashing them over and over and over weaves the past imbalances firmer into our current reality. Begin to live by the new set of rules that you'll be anchoring in the next 10 days. The first rule is, everything's beautiful. Your life is easy, graceful, balanced, and harmonious. That's all you're going to allow it to be. That's the only reality you're going to allow. The second rule is that everything you desire comes to you easily, and you celebrate the achievements of others, knowing that there is an unlimited supply of abundance for everyone that's choosing it. The third rule is to look to yourself, because you are the definer of your realm, and there is an unlimited potential to create the destiny that you are even now remembering. And now it's time to receive our clearing. This clearing is uniquely calibrated for each individual by our beloved Creator. When it's actuated, your life will change forever if you let it. After all, you're the definer of your realm, and you can fuel this new vision of freedom and carry it beyond the 10 days to foster a reality that will support your master walk. If you're listening to this broadcast while driving, know that a time capsule of your clearing will be waiting for you later when you're able to close your eyes. To receive this clearing now, using the advanced levels of quantum level reprogramming and the blessings and gifts from the Creator, simply close your eyes and imagine a screen projected before you. It could look like a television screen or a movie screen, any kind of screen. Now on the screen is the clearing on greed and fear of lack and all the other topics we spoke about, as well as the gifts and blessings from the Creator. After actuating the contents of the screen, will be infused with divine light and transformed to the sacred language of the Creator, and the clearing will complete in an instant. Now, to activate this clearing, silently ask the Creator if it is in divine alignment for the Creator to implement this clearing for you. Or more simply put, think, God, is it okay for you to do this for me? And have no concern if all you're seeing is pitch black, because there's a part of you that can see the screen. So go ahead and ask the Creator if it's okay for the Creator to implement this for you, and then take a moment to feel, sense, know, hear, or see an affirmative answer from the Creator. When you've received your confirmation, think or say the word yes, and the clearing will be complete. We're going to continue. So if you would like to take more time to affirm the Creator's answer, you can wait to actuate later. You'll have the exact same clearing as everyone else. Now, those of you that have initiated the clearing, take a deep breath. Just allow the old cobwebs and brambles to fall from you like rain. This clearing will continue to sweep through your life, blessing you more and more each day. Now I would like you to stop thinking. Let the clearing shift your reality and feel how much lighter you are. And direct your thoughts to a positive direction and begin your 10-day homework. Remember to cancel any negative thoughts and redirect them to hold positive energy. Let yourself have this opportunity to feel and express the freedom of optimistic anticipation and see the wonders of your life abound. You are a great master, and though you would have come to this place of optimism and freedom from limiting thoughts anyway, it's delicious that you've chosen for this glorious promise of an ideal life to begin with the seeds of this blessed, blessed exercise. It's even more fun to think about all of us participating in this exercise together. You know, the Creator once said that one positive thought can change thousands. Think of the energy that we're going to shift with our collective positive thoughts, words, and intentions. We can make love magic together and light up the world, connecting with the love and light like-mind grid and just spreading a message of hope to everyone. I can't imagine a more magnificent group of masters to join with in this endeavor. And so now I'm going to begin my positive claims. I choose to be a beacon of light unto all beings and ask the Creator to assist me in every step of this journey as I open my arms and my heart to claim the sacred purpose I plan with the Creator for this lifetime. I choose that each step of that plan shall unfold easily and gracefully and purposefully, and that I will be blessed abundantly with honoring relationships, health, vitality, and a level of abundance that flows more money to me than I could spend in 10 lifetimes. Yippee. Now, with special permission from Dwayne Briggs, we're going to finish this session with a clip of Look to Yourself, which is very, very perfect for our topic today. This is from Dwayne Briggs' Balanced Woman CD, which is available on our online store at www.serenityvibrationhealing.com.
Within what each one sees as their individuality lies the hidden mystery.
In this body.